A new coral bleaching event is feared on the Great Barrier Reef. A mass coral bleaching event is spreading around parts of the world's ocean. Minor but widespread coral bleaching has actually been detected on the reef in the past week, and it's now being closely monitored by a national coral bleaching task force. The head of that task force is Professor Terry Hughes, the director of the ARC Centre of Excellence for Coral Reef Studies at James Cook University. Terry Hughes, good morning. Welcome to Breakfast.
Good morning, Fran. This
bleaching that's been detected, Terry, where has it been detected and how extensive is it?
It's quite widespread along the length of the Great Barrier Reef. So we've seen reports from the northern, central and southern section. So as you said, yesterday the Great Barrier Reef Marine Park Authority issued what they call a level one bleaching alert, which recognises that bleaching is happening now. It's widespread, but it's also, I think, clear that the level of bleaching at the moment is relatively mild compared to the two earlier, more severe bleaching events that we saw in 2002 and 1998.
Okay, let's just stop for a minute and explain to everyone, if we can, bleaching 101. What does it mean when we say bleaching event?
Sure. Bleaching is a stress response by the corals. It's almost always a thermal response. So they're responding to very high temperatures. As your listeners will know, we're in an El Nino condition at the moment, which means that the weather along the Great Barrier Reef has been hotter than average, not much wind, a lot of sunshine. Those conditions have pushed the temperatures up. So for the last 3 weeks or so, many reefs along the length of the Great Barrier Reef have been well above the long-term summer average. We've just now reached the summer peak temperatures. So the corals have been sitting in very hot water for the last 3 weeks or so, and they're starting to bleach.
And there's nothing anyone can do about that? It's just simply the sun? Just simply the level of bleaching?
That's right. So it's really quite confronting that the prospects for the Great Barrier Reef really come down to the vagaries of the weather over the next couple of weeks. It really is down to the wire now whether this mild bleaching event that we're currently witnessing continues to escalate. It depends on how quickly the water cools down over the next month or so.
Well, I'm sure you've watched this behaviour for a long time now. You've got a sense of that. Do you think we're heading for a major bleaching event as we saw back in 2002 or 2008?
Well, the weather forecast along the Queensland coast for the next week is for relatively cool conditions with a fair bit of cloud cover and some wind. So that will certainly help. What happens the week after is anyone's guess. If we get a late summer heat wave for a week or so, then it will certainly escalate to the next level. A critical issue here is that these bleaching events are novel. When I was a PhD student 30 years ago, regional scale bleaching events were completely unheard of. Mm. They're a human invention due to global warming, and they really represent a policy failure by Australia and other countries for not tackling rising temperatures.
Okay, so if you accept that it's global warming that's causing these bleaching events, what about other human behaviour? I say that because the Greens say this bleaching event is a red light for the federal government, that approval for mega mines in the Galilee Basin there around the reef, a mine like Adani, for instance, should be overturned. Do you agree with that? I mean, you've said it's about sun. It's not really a proven link between mines and bleaching. Is there a connection?
There certainly is a connection.
There is?
Sure. Most of the carbon pollution going into the atmosphere is from burning of coal. So when governments,
yes, I see what you're saying.
When governments around the world make policy decisions like imposing, or in Australia's case, cutting a price on carbon, or imposing a renewable energy target, or in Australia's case, cutting it by 30%, as well as, of course, the issue of mines, those are all serious policy flaws when we're looking at it from the perspective of stewardship of the Great Barrier Reef.
I guess what I'm saying is, though, building the or giving the green light to the Adani mine is not going to have an immediate impact on this bleaching. I'm wondering whether other mining activity, like, you know, dredging associated with it, or the farming runoff, for instance, nothing to do with mining, but other human activity, has an impact on a coral reef like the Great Barrier Reef when it's already weakened from bleaching?
That's right, Fran. So we do get interactions between different stressors. So one of the issues to examine in relation to these recurrent bleaching events is what are the attributes of reefs that make them more or less susceptible to bleaching. So we look at the Barrier Reef today, we can see some reefs that have never bleached in 98 or in 2002. Some have bleached once in one of those events, some have bleached twice. Potentially, we could now get some that bleach a third time. So what makes some reefs bleach more than others? It's quite likely that we could, for example, find out that reefs that have compromised water quality are more susceptible to bleaching events, and that points to an obvious way to manage some of the impacts of these bleaching events. So the current philosophy around managing bleaching on the Barrier Reef and elsewhere around the world is that if we can keep the reefs as healthy as possible, we maximize their capacity to cope with these increasingly frequent events. It's a pretty optimistic philosophy. I think it's pretty clear now that we can't climate-proof reefs by looking after other issues like overfishing. We actually do need to directly tackle emissions.
Just very briefly then, can you give us a sign of hope? Do reefs bounce back from bleaching?
They do. It takes quite a while, obviously, depending on the severity. So we're all hoping that this doesn't escalate into the third event. It's likely to get a little bit worse before it gets better if the weather remains clear. If the weather remains cool. Mm. But really, we're in the lap of the gods.
Okay.
And that's a very vulnerable place to be.
It is indeed.
30 years ago, we didn't have these bleaching events. Now, it all depends on whether it's cloudy for the next couple of weeks.
Terry Hughes, let's hope the cloud comes. Thank you very much for joining us.
Thanks, Ryan.
Terry Hughes is a marine biologist from James Cook University, and he's, in fact, the director of the ARC Centre of Excellence for Coral Reef Studies there and head of the task force looking at this bleaching on the reef. It's 7:10 on Breakfast.